Welcome to Zen Ways, everybody. Once again, I have a guest with me today that's a little different than Doug. Just a little different because it's Don. He's both different and similar.
And just a guest.
And a guest. We don't have special guests on Zen Ways because one quality of Zen is the ordinary. And it takes, sees the extraordinary in the ordinary, the miracle of life every moment as it is. It doesn't have to be colored. It doesn't have to be made into something else. Life as it is, as it stands, is the miracle we all seek. And so in Zen, we learn to remove everything that colors. That is part of our initial meditative practice, as we cultivate a space through being non-judgmental and just learning to observe things in our mind, and also learning to not just simply act, to react. You know, that's where the concept of non-doing comes into play, where we don't act on every impulse, our first impulse, that we give everything space and time and deal with things in a more relaxed manner. Because almost all pressures are arbitrary when you investigate a little further. Imagine you're under some kind of time crunch. Well, somebody set up the parameters in the first place, or else there wouldn't be any time crunch. You could say it's due to a job, but if you chose a job which had a time crunch, then it comes back to you as well, that you, when you slow down and get space from things, then you don't ever allow that pressure from the outside to infringe upon your well-being. And we welcome to the show Donald Newsom. Oh, he's here. He's here. He's just really spacious right now.
It's good to be here, Chris. It really is. Love being here with you on Zen Ways.
Yeah, all the way from Studio 1 and Studio 2.
It's a long journey, but we got here.
Yeah. Somehow maintaining the ship, keeping floating on the seas of wisdom, even when they get a little choppy from time to time.
That's right. I see an outbreak of wisdom lately out there in the media. And what do you think? It's a rash.
Yeah.
And some of the media, and you can notice, folks, check the division out in the media. It's interesting. Some are actually clamoring to bring truth about the president, while others are trying to really rally the war. And you look at, so it's interesting, but our media seems to be giving us a glimmer of some of the truth.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I don't see why the glimmer doesn't become a little more of a gleam.
Well, yeah, like a snowball.
You know, it's something that...
But that's coming. I think that snowball is soon.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, because the truth is freeing in a lot of different ways, you know. We'll never find an equilibrium or a balance as long as we are in denial of truth.
Yeah, and this is exactly what's hitting us all. Hitting everybody. Worldwide, it's truth, folks. And, yeah, I think it will snowball. I don't know, but I have this feeling. I wonder what our audience thinks. Whether it's going to snowball here soon or whether it's just going to...
Well, you know, you have the things seeming to get more increasingly chaotic on the outside, but also things seem to be becoming more orderly on the inside of humanity. More and more people are taking it upon themselves to clean their own house, which is the first thing that must be done if you're going to really contribute anything positive to the world. You know, if you're still totally messed up. You might have the intention of sharing something with the world, but it'll end up coming out convoluted, and in the end may only increase the chaos that's going on.
Very true. That mean very true. It's where, you know, when it's about speaking what you know something about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean,
most people are ignorant, really, in that way, because they seem to think that the way we live is okay.
And well, they've gotten
the way they live,
almost
yes,
numb,
very numb,
complacent.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it takes a lot to shake that complacency or to break those habits or to break those molds. You know, we were just talking a little earlier how, you know, once somebody is really caught by some of these habits, it can in fact just get worse and worse and worse. It won't even just stay the same. Different people can just totally be off track and just get farther off track until the only thing you can do is just kind of step back from it so that you don't go down with the ship.
Go down with it, yeah.
I mean, that's part of probably the spiritual purpose for things going so haywire in the external world, you know, a time of great change and transformation, however you look at it. And, you know, it makes us all really take a look at ourselves and whether we agree with that. You know, even that offense against life going out on the outside can cause us to find that life on the inside and even then realize the importance that was there all along, yet we never had a counterbalance to show us that connection. So there. That's how even in the worst situations, good can come out of it, because you can learn and you can grow and you can, you know, develop these qualities of goodness within yourself, and you then bring that to the world, and that is your contribution to ending the madness. When you find that order in yourself and you shine that inner light, that's how the darkness recedes. Because what is the darkness outside is the absence of light. You can't fight with the darkness tangibly. You can't stand there and say, hey, darkness, stop, because the darkness doesn't work that way. Instead, you bring wisdom to the ignorant, or you bring light unto the shadowy places, and then it changes, it transforms before your very eyes into something, you know, full of life and more brilliant in its expression.
Well, exactly that. And the dynamic that is played out in building those energies of change, you know, become robust and very chaotic, though. You know, but, and people are going to, I think, you know, they're looking around and they're seeing this more and more, and they're looking how it will affect them, and they're starting to maybe bring wisdom to bear on that through, you know, because these trials are definitely demonstrative. It's the plane we're in. So people begin to wake up during these trials, and, you know, since there's a lot of people left out there that still, you know, see, I think they're swimming in a soup, you know, and so there's going to be, I think, greater change required, which causes more chaos, which then, of course, ends up bringing a bright new future.
Yeah, that's why we got to be aware of the inner world and the whole workings of the inner
world. Workings.
I mean,
well, the outer world's going to reflect your inner world in many ways. That balance, if you don't find it within, you won't find it on the outside. It just won't be there. How could it?
Yeah, well, you could even carry that so far as to, and this is a valid perspective as well, where you can get right down to just that you are. You know, if you're listening to this show, just think of that, the person you think you are, the I am within you. You can take what Don said and you can see everything as a reflection of your inner world. From the other people, you know, other people you know. Maybe you like some people, you don't like some people. Well, they're a living embodiment of some aspect of your inner world in your life experience. You know, that this truly does carry forth to some pretty extreme and interesting levels of where you can see when you get that inner space, that place where you truly are alone and you look out, you can see it all as an expression of yourself in your inner world, and that it all has a meaning or a representation or is showing you the lesson you need to learn. You can read every moment of your life just as an oracle. People can use tarot cards or tea leaves or this or that or the other thing, but your life itself is symbolic and representative in that very same way. You know, occasionally something will jump out and will clearly stand out to the point of where it will get your attention, and you'll notice it and you'll take note of, you know, what we've all come to know as the synchronicity. But also, every moment, those messages are there everywhere. If you have a mindset to look at the universe as something you can communicate with, as a living entity that can indeed respond to you, and it truly can. This whole universe is very alive and very responsive.
They've proven it. That science has already proven that. That your thought at the deepest levels of the molecular structure, subatomic structure,
yeah,
so I said, moves based on what you think. That's just science.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't grab you, then...
Well, that's the beauty of part of where science is heading now, is it's confirming many of these mystical truths. And once we come to see this from both ends, you know, both the left
micro
hemisphere, more empirical study, and then the right hemisphere, you know, intuitive strain of thinking. When we see it from both ends and they meet exactly in the middle in a place that can be demonstrated clearly, and, you know, I mean, it's a different kind of a proof, you know. Also, there's experience, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people have been writing about it and sharing the information about it and carrying on these traditions that are rooted in thousands and thousands and thousands of years in people's commitment to self-exploration. You know, there's a whole way of thinking that's existed on the earth that the more recent Western mind kind of missed out on through some of their philosophical and artistic explorations. They're on the track of it sometimes, and some of the greatest amongst the explorers were getting pretty darn close, but they didn't quite realize that it was meditation that they were finding in those moments of brilliance, in those moments of grace, in the moments where they linked into God.
You know, when you look at the world and you realize in the end that you can create your own lessons and that humanity is creating right now its lessons, and you step outside, what do you think that lesson is? Well, let's look at some indicators. There's an explosion of spirituality in your bookstores, mainstream, paranormal, metaphysical, psychic spirituality. There's an indicator. Another indicator, religions. They're all really starting to go a little cuckoo. There's another indicator. Wars, on the verge of wars. Hey, that's a pretty good indicator. Got madmen controlling governments all over the world, a very select group. And you actually know about it now. Hey, I don't think there's a member in the audience who hasn't heard about either shadow government, Illuminati, the cabal, or whatever you want to call it, and they take it up to whatever level they want to. And they can take that all the way up to the spiritual if they choose to. But there is a strangeness going on there. Everybody feels it. And then the UFO. There's another indicator. And then how about your personal lives? Have you moved lately? Have you broke up? Have you gotten to something life-changing here in the last several years? I mean, life-changing. Probably most either have been through something or feel something on the near horizon. That's a pretty good indicator. So look at these indicators and then check science out, and you see that science is blowing people's minds and that the entire solar system's changing, and you go deeper and deeper in the science of it, and you start to realize, indeed, this is wild. Something pretty cosmic is occurring. And then the fun begins. You know, most people haven't even woken to that. You know, because then after you realize that, then you realize there's a choice involved in this cosmic game. And then you go on to the next level and start enjoying your new freedoms, new abilities. But, you know, you got to be feeling. I think our, what do you think? I mean, do you think our audience, the one that listens to Zen Ways, because I looked out there, it's fairly significant.
Yeah.
We've got a fairly large audience. And I bet you, what do you think?
I think you did a really nice job of going over, explaining some of the fundamental things that we are faced with at this time, things that aren't necessarily always talked about in the open. You know, it's great just to hear you go over them and speak them out loud and for them to resonate across the airwaves. You know, I think it, with sometimes expressions like that are a relief to somebody who might also be feeling that way too, but aren't quite, don't know how quite to express it or to put it into context like that. But yeah, there's a lot going on, and some of these things we kind of feel, you know, that we just almost, we know we all feel like something collectively going on. I bet the listeners are aware of that, do feel some kind of shift, some kind of change, because also another thing that goes with what all that, what you're saying, is the old ideas aren't so rigid anymore. It's like everything's in motion. Everything's in change, in flux, in invigorated with that life force. Everything we thought was is no more.
We're creating our own lesson. See, that's this is the interesting point. I love it. And when you realize that you're creating your own lesson here, especially now, that it becomes something that, you move, like Chris said, and it comes right back to cleaning your own house, getting back to your own balance, finding out who you are, looking at these indicators, and then taking it to the next step.
Yeah, because once you clean it out, you know, that's getting you back to square one. That's getting you back
right
to the beginning. All that which was working against you. And then you come to the space where you have to just recognize who you are, recognize what is seeking expression, what your true tendencies are, what you're drawn towards. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be that awakened and to experience life with that sense of wonder and awe that comes from rediscovering everything again. You know, I remember going through just about everything, and I'd eat ice cream a different flavor, and I'd be like, oh wow, I kind of like that. Well, that's really cool, you know. Or then I'd try something else, and I'd be like, oh man, I don't like that. Hey, that's really cool. You know, and that's how you find out about yourself. You know, what you truly feel, not like what somebody else tells you they think you should feel, but to really discover for yourself how you feel about everything. Go back over everything in your life and try it as if for the first time and see what truly arises in you. Give space to that natural inclination and then observe it and then cherish it and nourish it and give it light and life and attention and value. And then these seeds will begin to grow.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely.
And then, you know, and it's inbuilt in your soul. I think this is how the soul, when we talk about the DNA being activated and then the soul coming into the body, you know, we're in both ways, it's a different way of expressing things that are inherent, you know. Like let's take someone who's trapped into all these illusions. Well, even if they live and die and never express anything, still there was a possibility in them for a certain amount of things to have occurred. And though they didn't express it, it was still there as a latent potential. And that potential is only activated when we open the door to get past that layer of the mind, that first layer of where we look at everything in a very basic, rudimentary way. A way that no longer applies partially because we have corroborated so much evidence on the mystical side, but also because science itself clearly demonstrates it. It's a done deal, folks.
Zen ways. You know, to be honest, I have a challenge for our audience. You're going to love this.
The Zen ways audience.
Because this is a challenge that each of you, I think, would be ready for. And that's this. When you're laying in bed and you're meditating and you're sitting up meditating in your quiet place, ask for the acceleration of your karmic process. If you've got anything left that's got to hit you, just bring it all right now, right here, fast and hard. Bring it the next 2 weeks. Bring it the next week. Slap it on.
Wow.
Really. And just go through each and every instance from a space of detachment and love. And look at each and every instance and go through it. Fast, hard, and furious. Don't slow down. Bring it on. And ask your guides, those who work with you, to truly do this for you, if it's for the highest good. If you can handle it and it's for the highest good, give it a shot. And you might be amazed, because once you get through it, you should be eager, folks. You should be eager to view every soul on this planet as a Christ. You should be eager to want to do that. And, or to see that in your fellow man, see that in yourself. And this is one quick way to do it. Get rid of all that past garbage. Do it. Just want to do it. It's really what I'm trying to say is desire. Desire it bad. Desire it now. Go through it. Mix it up, people. Get the chaos out of your life. Transmute whatever's there, because you'll be better prepared for the wonders that are coming.
Yeah, everything truly does get better. You know, there is it's definitely an initial shock of shaking things up. But that shock really turns into good things. That's energy being awakened, being activated, being freed from its frozen state, you know. Your average person out there, their energy, they have so much energy frozen and blocked and unactivated. And, you know, we truly can reclaim this energy and invigorate it and allow it to flow in its the ways it was destined to. You know, and I think part of what Don was describing is just a way to cultivate an attitude, to cultivate an attitude towards dealing with these things, you know, to have a sense of humor going into this and to have a streak of toughness, strength, because it is quite a battle sometimes to face these things, but if this is also the way they're sometimes referred to as like being a warrior, a spiritual warrior, where you have strength and heart and goodness and you're of the highest energies and you take on these issues in your consciousness with that kind of intent and that kind of wisdom and truth in your heart that you're seriously, your sole purpose is to transform these energies, is to go in there, see them, face them, and transform them. And you go through and you just deal with them as they come. And sometimes you'll catch waves of whether it'll seem like it's getting worse and worse, harder and harder. But take heart, because this means you're going deeper and deeper into your subconscious and you're healing yourself on a more and more basic and fundamental level.
You're getting to know the basic question. Who you are. You're getting to know you. it's a liberating thing. And, you know, for those of you who think that you can sit on the fence constantly and let everyone do your work? I mean, spiritually speaking, if you think everybody's going to save the world, the government's going to go away, and that all things are going to work out, and you just have to sit back and maybe be on the picket line. Here's the thing. Funny thing about love, it carries responsibility. It has an element of responsibility for everything. It does. It's kind of a mixed in flavor. And the beautiful part of that mixed in flavor that's carried into love, it expresses itself that way. And when you get into those flavors, you start to realize that spirituality, people who are spiritually inclined tend to be, we were talking about this the other day, doers. They take the thought, the consciousness, and the messages, convert it into productive energy in the physical. They do it from the spiritual through the various layers all the way into the physical. They actually become doers. They become automatic doers for the light. They work that way. It's something you all want to consider, because it becomes an energy in and of itself. You become less tired. You become stronger, more aware, more loving. You have more light, more ability, more strength, the gifts that God promises you, the ones you always hear about or innately you understand there to be true, they actually come true. So, but it does take a little work. And Chris knows all about that. Well, getting to know you, Chris, has been... Folks, I've started BBS Radio and a long time ago on a thought and a dream. And it's like a prayer on wings now. And I've met the most wonderful friends. Soulmates, I think. In the highest regard, and that would be Chris Moores. He's just he's in his own way. He's a quiet revolutionary. He brings peace just by being there. And you hear about this underground revolution of the quiet force that dominates, and it doesn't mean to dominate. Excuse that word. It just, you can't oppose it. You can't oppose love. You can cut it off, you can run, you can hide, just like you can from the truth. So it's a pleasure, Chris Moore.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's great. And, I love you, and I love being here and working on this dream, on this prayer. We found each other because our prayer was the same, that we wanted goodness for humanity, and we wanted truth to see the light of day. And, the more people we find that have the same intent, and the more we work together, the more the prayer will reach to the hearts whose prayer is to receive something like that. I feel like maybe also part of our compulsion to create in that manner is that there is another prayer out there of longing to receive such a gift. And so then we become the servants of answering that prayer as well, which then also their ability to receive that expression fulfills the giving cycle for us. And so that's one way this works on a more cosmic level, how the intents of some draw something out of the other, and how we come together in this
way.
We
become the answers to our own prayers.
Yeah, prayers. Or,
the audience, you may have asked for this information. We are there. We've asked for your wisdom and love and support, and you're there. We all answer each other's prayers in many ways. So it's just good to be here with you and with, that's kind of profound, even thinking along those lines.
Yeah, that is truly, we've created the opportunity where we could come together in this way and share exactly what we need, which is what each other has to offer.
That's right.
And that's the miracle of life and the miracle of love. And how, you know, the universe expresses through the people, how there is a greater force at work as well, kind of. You know, you just got to give physical manifestation time. You know, one aspect is having patience, and it's patience, being able to wait for the intent to come around, and it's also faith that if you do have the patience and the intent, that it will come around. And that's the formula for manifestation, really.
Yeah, I got a neat little mental thing that you might want to try. The audience can give this a go. Let's say you meet with somebody. You're gonna, if you really want to go through this, go through it. And this will be an interesting way to do it. When you meet somebody, imagine a ruler or a yardstick in your mind, or a long thermometer with the red line, and it's gauging. And this person, you look at this person, and he says something, and you feel an emotion. Then you look at this person, you say, what did they really say? Don't listen to the words. What did they really say? Stop right. I know this is going to be a trip for you. So you stop, and you don't listen to the words at all. You feel your emotion or reaction to them. And then you start to look at that, and you say, this person is asking for love, or he's giving it. It's really strange. And then you can see, you can kind of gauge how far along this, let's call it this yardstick, this person's cry or gift is. And you gauge, you look at everything you feel or the emotion in an instant in a different way. Just stop listening and start feeling these connections. It's interesting, because you'll notice either an extreme amount of love or it's necessary to give an extreme amount of love. You'll just see the situations in that kind of a way where you can give or you're receiving, and it's love. Love is everything. There's only different flavors in the absence of it. It makes up everything.
Yeah, interesting way to put it. That's the language of love, seeing things in terms of love, which is seeing things also in the astral realm, in the realm of the heart. You know, leads me to consider, too, just elaborating on that fact that when we express to each other, don't just get hung up on the words, you know. There's a feel there, too. There's a feeling that is conveyed. There's an energy that's conveyed. And if you get focused just on the words, then you're limited to only 3D perception. But if you can also see into the eyes, through the eyes, you know, they say it's the doorway to the soul. Look at your friend in the eyes. Feel their energy with your energy. Well, first you have to be aware that you have energy. Well, you have an energy field all around you. And you can learn to kind of see, feel, and intuit through that energy field all the time. It's a whole different way of perceiving life and each other and, you know, the world we live in, to become aware of energy fields. But once again, through both the mysticism and science, this is a fact, done deal. This is something this is over yesterday. We all need to know about it and see life in this way and protect our own energy field and learn how we interact, not just in words, but in a much greater language of energy interaction.
I couldn't have said that better. You perfectly said. Yes. Perfectly.
Well, you know, there's just some bottom line information which we just have to say, look, this is it. This is so it is. You know, the energy system, you know, the chakras, the different ways the human being can perceive things, not just outwardly through our senses, but inwardly through you know, intuition. And I mean, it's just so many people are experiencing it, documenting it, talking about it. There's just a mountain of research being done. It's just the great work that's going on right now on the earth. And you know,
look at the new folks. Have you seen the documentaries on Atlantis, what they're finding, folks? Keep an eye out on the geography and Discovery Channels. It, folks, this is getting interesting. And, you know, it's we're all in this together. That's the beauty.
And when he says, this is a really interesting topic to me. And Don and I were talking about this, and we each kind of came to it in a different way ourselves, but the idea that the gang's all here, everybody who's lived, all the great figures of history, you know, or the people you have heard about, the people you haven't heard about, you know, just about everybody who's ever lived, you know, just think about how much more the population is now than it's ever been. You know, you add up all the people who've ever been on the earth up to 1900, you know, I'm not quite sure how that all works, but it's pretty much comparable to all the people that are just alive now. And you can see how through the numbers, and also it makes sense spiritually, if you do accept reincarnation, that you know people would all want to come for this great event, this great shift.
In fact, many, they still want to come. They fought to come. I kid you not. There wasn't enough actual, you know, I mean, and it's slowly decreasing now with the decimation of populations. People actually, souls want to experience this. You're very, very fortunate to be here. And the beautiful part is you get to go through it. It's exciting. It's exciting times. And, you know, a lot of these people don't get a chance to go through it like you do.
They'll just have to listen to your story once you cross back over.
Right.
You'll be the star that went through the great happenings of, you know, the turn of the cycle.
That's why we like to refer to BBS Radio as the wave home. Yeah. Hey, it carries a large spectrum, but it all leads back home. You know, we're really trying to send the same message over and over again in various different ways to various different hosts. You know, that strange things are happening, and it requires thinking outside the box.
Yeah, and you know, the listeners out there, we know that y'all have different backgrounds or different languages or different things you resonate with, and that's why there is so many different shows and so many different tools we're throwing out there, because then it allows you to have many different things to choose from, and you can pick and choose and really build your own path with a bit of here, a bit of here, a bit of here, whatever resonates with you. This is what's going on in humanity right now. We're all building our own path with everything at our disposal. Anybody who tells you otherwise is not with the program yet.
That's right.
They're basically like just ghosts or tied to the past or can't let go or an echo of something that's come and gone. You know, we are free as divine entities, and we can make our own decisions and we can choose our own path, and we have it all out there available right now. It's all happening now.
And when he was talking about all these great people that came before, folks, sit down and think about this for a minute. This might be, I don't know, this is my own thoughts, what I glean. I would have, and from what I understand, and this information that's come to me, but that would be that all your greatest teachers, they're here. Did you hear that? They're here. They're here already. You know, if you're wondering what the right paths are, wow, folks, there's a billion of them. But they're all out there. They're all here. The energies are here. You can find your way. I promise. You actually can. And it's a promise that I can't make. It's been made. And these have been made by the highest realms of creation. All it comes down to is your choice. It doesn't even matter what your choices were in the past. Oh, yeah, you'll have to go through it. You'll have to understand it. But really, your choice should be for all humanity and for growth of your individual soul progression. If you're feeling that you want that now and you're done learning this 3D existence, this dual form of demonstration, then all you have to do is say, okay, I'm done. I wish to move on. And I wish to have all the paths open to me that would normally be open to anybody that chooses to move forward. And I will, and you engage that path with as a virgin. You engage it as an innocent child. You don't engage it with any information. You don't engage it from a place of knowing everything. You engage it from a place of knowing absolutely nothing and experiencing that newness, that you, that potential, that harmony, that... And of course, you're going to go through it. But look, if you look, you can always look at a cup half full or half empty. Or you can look at it the way I do. The damn cup's never half full and it's never half empty. It's always full. Always. Anyway.
It's so full that your cup overfloweth.
My cup runneth over. I can't understand it, but who cares? Run it over and it just continueth.
Yeah, really what you were describing there is the rebirth that,
transcendent.
You know, the beginning again to experience everything. That is one big part of Zen Way.
They hear it all here on Zen Ways, don't they?
Yeah, we'll get to it all sooner or later.
Sooner or later.
Everything that can be got to.
Whatever that may be.
You know, it isn't necessarily, oh, what's happening? Whoa, what's happening? Zen Ways.
Zen Ways.
You're going to hear it on Zen Ways.
Zen Ways. Come on, folks, you know you love it. Sing with us now, Zen Ways.
Judgment, no attachment. Hey, what the hell's that word? Oh, yeah. Don't take it so seriously, folks. Then wait.
And, folks, you know the beauty of music? It just, and especially the music we play, it's perfect, isn't it? I do. And Winfrey and I do a show. It's called the Winfrey and Don Show.
Oh, yeah.
Or, no, what's it called?
Something like that. Don and...
Oh, right.
No, what is it? Don...
It's Winfrey and Don.
Somebody. And... Don and Win.
That's right. Sorry, folks. My name's first.
One of the older shows on BBS Radio.
It's an original. Hey, you know the beautiful why I'm saying this is because Wynn believes, as do I, in group energy. And that's what we're trying to help create, a beautiful group energy. And I think Chris Moores understands that intimately. And so it's we're really trying to present information that may be worthwhile but hopefully it'll build a group energy. We want to be a really, you know, again, it comes always back to Transcendence World Movement. We want to be a movement.
Well, yeah, we recently spent some time souping up that website, making it more effective, and you and I, or even more so you, working on it, helping me get it.
We'd like our audience to help us be a movement, too.
Yeah, it's
you know, if you resonate with us, look, help us. Help us be a movement. If you got a rich friend, amen. Yes, we'll sing at every party. No, or if you've got someone who hasn't listened, or somebody who has a lot of time and they want to, and they're good with the internet and can help put us in search engines, work through their friends, promote us, put things. You know, really, folks, this is a quiet revolution. It's one, do you believe in it? And are you a doer? Are you the reason I don't say a doer, and I do, but what I really mean is it's a person who feels a call to action. It can't be any other way.
You don't do it through obligation. You're compelled from the inside. It is your own understanding. Who
you are or how you feel. And so engage. Help us help you. I love that show. What was that? Yes, what was that? Was Tom Cruise. It was what was that? Help us help you.
I don't know that one.
Well, anyways, he was some. You know, I watch so little TV. I don't watch movies. I don't watch TV anymore. I'm just one of those. I'm not a hermit. I'm not a recluse. I go out. I have a beer. I love to have a beer. I love to enjoy time, but I just don't watch TV and I don't watch the news and don't read the papers, so it's hard for me to recollect some of the nonsense that goes by. One of those was a Tom Cruise movie. Something about being some agent. He was an agent of something.
Yeah, I'm sure people know pretty much what you're referring to there. Right. So that is something that we will move on from to look deeply withinward here to round out Zen Ways. Of course, if there's anything Zen Ways would like to share with the world, it's just meditation, meditation, meditation. There's no one thing about being a doer, as Don was saying. I think that was his point of taking action and getting involved yourself. You also have to do the meditation yourself, you know, do the reading of really good texts, of which there is many out there, and take it upon yourself to bring yourself to that space of awareness, where things do transform, things do lighten up. You know, life doesn't have to be a drag, it doesn't have to be a burden, it doesn't have to be full of obligations, and it doesn't have to be full of things that keep us from being happy. We need to burst forth that soul light and stick with it and allow that our world to shift in accordance with our new understanding, with our new realization. And this is the meditation keeps us rooted in this. Daily meditation, even if it's for 10 to 15 minutes, reminds us of this space, brings us back to this place, and shows us what is the highest value in the universe.
I'm going to take you, my, what was the words used the other day? It was my loving, what was the word Ken used? I loved it. Ken Lesser? My loving, my adorable.
Was he talking to the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what you were saying.
Yeah, well, anyways, my adorable, lovely audience.
something. Sign of affection.
Yeah.
He likes your audience. He's trying to tell you that.
I can't quite remember what it was. He does. I really wish I could remember what the word was. But to my audience, to the audience, to our audience, try this. It might be something you might feel extremely powerful. We're going to, if Chris will let me, I'm going to close this with a very wonderful calling in the light group energy.
Sure, be my guest.
Yeah?
Go for it.
We got a good audience, so sit down in a quiet place and just be for a second. We'll do this for the next couple minutes, and then we'll let you close her. Dear Father, Mother, God, we thank you for allowing us to have these opportunities to be bringing us the truth as it can be delivered in all ways. We ask that all negativity or untruth be removed with love. We ask that we be given that capacity of compassion and love to be able to send that negativity outside of our sphere with love. And we ask that in this space we are protected and we can grow. For within this space, as we quiet our mind, we reach out to the silence and we allow those energies to become a part of us. And we ask our questions. And we start to become aware and in tune. And we ask that these higher forces in service to others, those of the creation, those that have anchored in creation, that they be with us now and they work with us on our path of awakening. And that we may be of the highest good, that we may not just walk that path of service that we came here to be for, but we walk a greater path of service, one that we are now open to, one that we never saw before. And as we awaken to that greater path of service, we awaken to the greater part of ourselves, for we realize that service really is one of absolute love, wisdom, and power. And we can use that energy in our daily lives to affect those around us, to balance our environment, to clean out anything that is hidden, and to reveal to us who we truly are. This is where this energy is surfacing. It's an energy of cleansing, balancing, integration, unity, love. We can use it to heal those now that we feel need it. So reach out now as you can to those you love, those who truly need the power of this group energy, this thought, this vibration, and send it to them. try to remember how this feels and how this energy feels to you. And if it feels rough, work on it. If it feels powerful and loving, build upon it. And let it transform you and everything that is you. And that will radiate in all facets of your life and throughout creation. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. And I hope everyone can carry that energy with them as they walk in the world today and every day. Send love out to Doug, who will be back with us next week. And I'm sure Don will be dropping by frequently on Zen Ways. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And always know that
we love you.
We love you.
Zen Ways.
Good night, everybody. Zen Ways.
Zen Ways.
Thank you for joining us. Zen Ways.
Tune in next week. Don't miss
we'll be back.
Every episode
Zen
of
Zen Ways.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.